Elbow feels good. Yeah, that's one of the good things of taking that time off to let it heal and get the treatment and therapy on it. And the main reason was that coming over here, you know, the ground's going to be hard, obviously. And I'm going to need that elbow to be good. And just in case the rough was, well, reports were it was going to be high and it was going to be lush. I needed to have this thing set and healed, and everything's good to go. I feel very good about my game. I feel very, very good at going into the major championships. I've had a pretty good year this year so far. Won four times, and you know, that's even though I haven't won a major championship in 5 years, I've been there in a bunch of them where I've had chances, and I just need to keep putting myself there, and eventually I'll get some.
Tiger, have you analyzed sort of over the last 5 years what it is that has prevented you from adding to your major tally? As you say, you've put yourself into contention, you've knocked off wins on tour. What is it that's kind of stopped you at the majors, would you say?
Well, I think it's just a shot here and there. It's making a key up and down here, or getting a good bounce here, capitalizing an opportunity here and there. You know, for instance, this year at Augusta was one of those examples. I really played well, and a good shot ended up having a bad break. So it's just a shot here and a shot there. It's not much, and it could happen on the first day. It could happen on the last day, but it's you know, turning that tide and getting the momentum at the right time. This golf course is playing similar to that. It's quick, and you know, I played. So far, I've played a couple days now, 3 days, and I've only hit a couple drivers here. And I remember Jason was playing with me the other day, and he hadn't hit a driver yet. A lot of irons off the tees, and it's, you know, we're here on some of the holes. You know, four iron was going 280, three irons going a little over 300 yards. So it's quick, and that's on this wind. So obviously it could change, like what we had in 02 on, it could come out of the northeast, and it could be a totally different golf course. You have to hit the ball well here. You have to be able to shape your shots. And, you know, I think it's very similar to look at the list of winners at our last major, the U.S. Open at Marion. Again, all wonderful ball strikers. And I think this is the same here. And we look at the list of past champions and the number of Hall of Famers that there are. Who have won here. I think it just goes to show you really have to hit the golf ball well, and you got to be able to shape it both ways. You can't just hit it one way. You got to be able to shape it both ways and really control the shots, because it's, you're not playing like you are at St. Andrews out and back or Troon. You're playing almost in a kind of a circle in a sense, because you got so many different angles and so many different winds. You have to be able to maneuver the ball both ways.